In this edition of the Edgar podcast, we talk to Norwegian golfer Niklas Amundsen, a player who refuses to be held back by anything and who thrives in the natural surroundings, the intense competition, and the friendships provided for him by golf. A young man who loves being out in nature jumps into a sparkling woodland pool for a swim and breaks his neck as he collides with a rock under the surface of the water. Later, as he lay in his hospital bed, it was natural to consider that part of his heritage, the idea of trekking the forests and mountains of his native Norway, was disappearing into the distance. But life can surprise us. Some 30 years on, Niklas Amundsen is able to revel in the natural splendour all around him whenever time allows. He can walk again, and that he chooses to do so on a golf course speaks volumes as to how much he values the benefits of the game. It seems that, partly due to good fortune, partly due to his quick-acting friends, and certainly also his fitness levels at the time, that Niklas Amundsen didn't drown in that pool in the forest. Millimetres from a worse fate, perhaps. Nevertheless, he walked out of hospital after 6 months, a little damaged, of course, but far from defeated. This former accomplished ice hockey player and keen skier and tennis player lost a lot of movement in his left side as a result of the accident. There was much to ponder about, but he also felt luck had been on his side, and now today delights in being able to breathe in the fresh air in the hills, to admire the flora and fauna and the wildlife around him. Niklas has a golf club in his hand as he looks along the next fairway to the flag. He is at home. Niklas, 52, comes from Oslo. His family, like many from the region, has for many years enjoyed a culture where the outdoors takes on an almost spiritual or mythical element. Niklas tells us,
"Many Norwegians feel humble about walking in nature. We absolutely love to hike, at least most of us. We are aware that we are very lucky having access to the landscape and the beautiful scenery, so we love it. It's a sentimental thing we grew up with. My parents took us on trips to our cabin, both in summer and winter. At Easter, we had to ski back and forth to the cabin for a couple of hours with all our kit on our back. No water or electricity in the cabin. It is all at one with nature. So it's a philosophy our family has really valued over the years."
Golf has helped fill the sporting void since the accident. Important for Niklas because he and his friends all competed together in ice hockey and were vying to play in Norway's professional ranks. They were serious players. Today, golf offers this competitive element for him, while the fresh air and peace offered by golf is the natural substitute for mountain trekking.
"I played the course last summer. You will find it on the way into the mountains, and it's a beautiful course. You can see the fish jumping in a lake beside the fairway. It was fantastic, so natural. On this team, we also had the Norwegian Paragolf Open at Kongsvingers Golf Club, which is another beautiful course in the woods, with nice water alongside. Wonderful places to spend a few hours with friends."
His accident may have curtailed his progress in the most active of his sports, but golf has maintained a vital connection with the outdoor world around him, while the game challenges himself and his friends when they have a scorecard in their hands. But now let's go back a bit. While Niklas was a student in civil engineering at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology, he was enjoying the forest near Honnefoss, mountain biking with two friends, about 60 kilometres from Oslo. One of them had a family cabin and they were carrying their kit on their backs, as is the Norwegian way. Then, after a day's biking and with the Spartan accommodation having no shower, the answer was to find a natural pool to bathe in, and this the friends did while sharing a few early beers. In a moment of exuberance, Niklas ran forward for a big dive into the pool.
"I heard a bang after hitting the water and had taken one stroke. I found that I couldn't move my arms or my legs. I tried to swim, but I just couldn't, so I knew something was terribly wrong. I broke my neck. I was now underwater, and I concentrated on keeping very calm and holding my breath while my friends jumped in to help pull me to safety, which they did. They were very brave, cool, and calm. Fortunately, I was very fit in those days. Otherwise, I don't think I would have been able to keep my breath until my friends found me and not panic."
This was in the days before mobile phones, of course, and one of the friends was forced to run off to try and seek assistance from any occupied cabin in the area. Once this was achieved, an emergency phone call was then made, and in good time, considering the circumstances, Nicholas was airlifted to Oslo's main hospital by helicopter.
I don't remember the flight. I woke up having some kind of CT scan, and the next image after that is I have some tubes attached to me in my hospital bed. The only thing I could move at first was my right thumb. I had a spinal cord injury resulting in fractures in C4, C5, and leaving me paralyzed initially. I spent 6 months in hospital and rehab, including being in a wheelchair for a few months. Finally, I was able to work out, but was still paralyzed in parts of my body. The left side is the side most affected to this day.
Thankfully, there is confidence in youth. Nicholas says that he always had the belief he would walk out of that hospital.
So it was more about how would I do it, how and when would I progress. We can have more physical confidence when we are 21. I would have loved it not to happen, of course, but I accepted it and have been lucky in some ways. If there's one thing I did regret, it was not being able to carry on with my ice hockey career. I loved being in that team with my friends. I was on the left wing. It was a really big part of our identity. So from there, I focused on study while wishing my friends well in the ice hockey.
Nicholas would take a year off from his university course to recover before throwing himself back into college life and studying with an intensity that would continue forward into his career. He now relished what he called the normal stuff after the accident, branching out from civil engineering into studying computer programming and finding an exciting trajectory he has been on ever since. Interestingly, Nicholas's father had also studied civil engineering before sidestepping into computers himself, an unusual path followed by the son. And as someone who clearly loves the natural order as Nicholas does, technology seems to be in, to use a golfing term, tied first place.
So I've always been a techie. I love gadgets and understand all that stuff. The most expensive bit of technology I own, that would be my car, a Tesla. I've been driving one for 6 years. I love my work. I run a lot of the product development for a TV streaming company in Norway, and I'm really proud of the product we're creating, which is called Stream. Maybe I focus a lot on this because of what happened. I don't know. I've always been very competitive, challenging myself.
Nicholas first tried golf before the accident when he was around 17 or 18 years old as a right-hander, playing it just for fun, but with the power of an ice hockey player in the swing of the stick. Following the accident, with his damaged left side, he took the game up again with more focus, playing as a left-hander now to get the most out of the balance and strength that he had, with a more controlled technique than when he first smashed the ball as a hockey player.
I've always been a positive guy, so that is how I cope with things as well. I think things are easier when you smile and stay positive. That's helped me through a lot. Having the possibility to play golf makes me happy, getting exercise in a fun-filled way. When I started, I think I was focused on the competitive side, trying to see what level I could reach. But I've met a lot of great people and made great friends, so I would say it's a mix of the competition and the social side. It wasn't a plan, but that's how it is.
As Nicholas steadily improved, he relished going on golf trips with his friends in Norway, Sweden and Denmark, the Canary Islands and other places. Nicholas has been pleased to get down to a 16.4 handicap today and enjoys playing both club golf, he loves his home course Drøbak Golf Club near Oslo, and visiting other club venues for competitions. It was 3 years ago that he discovered Edgar International Tournaments via a contact at his nearby rehabilitation centre in Oslo, where he still attends sports camps for people with spinal cord injuries. On these Edgar tournaments, he says,
I really enjoy meeting other people. They're not in the same situation, but similar-ish situation with disabilities. And when you have an injury yourself, you are perhaps more open to other people with disabilities. You can relate to them. So golf in this way has a lot to offer. Better physical health, the enjoyment of playing, and the challenge of trying to master what is a complex and challenging game.
Inside 2 years, Nicholas was delighted and proud to first win the Stableford Order of Merit in Edgar events in Norway, and then the next year he won the net. Looking ahead, Nicholas would be delighted if his two children, Jonathan, aged 17, and Sophia, 15, took an interest in golf themselves. But the great thing about the sport is that you can get serious at it at any age.
Jonathan took it up this spring, and we have enjoyed some rounds together. No doubt he will beat me soon because he is so young and fit.
Golf is becoming a true family affair. Nicholas's parents both took up the game after the age of 50, and recently, grandfather, son and grandson shared the fairway for the first time.
Having three generations playing together was a nice moment, although not everyone played their best golf.
And it is not surprising that this techie guy has taken an interest in both golf's handicap system and the World Ranking for Golfers with Disability, WR4GD. Through the World Ranking, a key supporter of Edgar, RSM, presents the RSM European Playoff Series each year, featuring 16 qualifying players who compete in a match play knockout to win the Net or Stableford trophies. Nicholas qualified in one of the top eight net spaces last year, and in 2023 he made it a much-deserved double. The finals were held at Stratford-on-Avon Golf Club in 2022 and North Hants Golf Club in September 2023. Nicholas told us before the event this year,
"I'm very much looking forward to participating in the RSM playoffs to meet again friends I met last year and to meet new competitors and hopefully friends this time. I would also like to thank my employer for encouraging me to take the time to take part in a very busy period. This was a lovely gesture. After my injury, my physical abilities are greatly reduced, but on the golf course, the handicap system makes everyone on an even footing, or at least close to it. Golf is never easy, but it gives us a great sense of accomplishment when you manage to do what you set out to do, even if it only happens sometimes during the round. I like having a golf handicap and being able to play with someone off 36, 21, 11 or 2. We could give Tiger Woods a game on that basis. Another good thing is in recent years is most of us being more open to playing off different tees, so you don't have to play off the back tee. I think that's very important. Everyone can have fun. The macho days where we have to play from the back tees are over. And golf is very good for experience of natural surroundings. It is never purely about the competition or its course. The beauty of many courses and the trees around us make the score not so important on many occasions. The fresh air and breathing this in. Did I mention that we Norwegians love nature? It is one of the good things about being alive, and sharing this on a golf course can be so good for you. Everyone should try it."
So an appreciation of nature is one big reason why Nicholas loves his golf. It has also challenged him to get stronger and push himself to reach his potential. But perhaps there is one more reason. Nicholas remains forever grateful to the friends who helped save him after the swimming accident. Friendship is so important, and yes, it can be expressed very well when playing golf. On the last day of this year's RSM playoff series at North Hants, Nicholas, who had lost in his quarterfinal, decided to offer to caddy for his friend, fellow Norwegian player Paul Angerman, in the final of the nets category. The pair had a great few hours on the course, and afterwards, Pyle said he was so grateful for the help of Nicholas. Golf, that most competitive of games, occasionally reminds us of something great about human nature. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.